الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك، فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر، فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين. In the battle of Uhud, as we have been dealing, the Sahaba, some of the Sahaba, heard and misunderstood the command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of which an open victory changed into a total loss. And after the consequences and how many Sahaba became shaheed, and the consequences of that, now finally when the battle was over and they were returning from the Mount of Uhud back to Medina Sharif, it was very possible that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would have been very upset and angry with the Sahaba, and not even he would have reprimanded them, and to such an extent that he should not have even kept contact with them, no mashura with them, as he used to do previously, because a big mistake was made. Allah Ta'ala interceded on behalf of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and put in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to have complete softness for them, forgive them completely, and the same relationship that they had before, making mashura with them, being taking them in confidence, etc. Allah commanded that. And this is a rule that for every person who is the head of anywhere, that the people under him, he must have softness, kindness, be able to forgive them. However, there are two aspects. One is the rights of Allah Ta'ala, which we do not have the right to forgive. And the other is our rights, our own rights. We must be ready to forgive readily. But the rights of Allah Ta'ala, we cannot forgive. That is Allah's right. Yeah, Allah interceded for the Sahaba. Allah forgave them and further asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have forgiven them, you also forgive them. Then it is possible. But today no wahi comes, so we don't know who Allah has forgiven, Allah has not forgiven. So the rights of Allah we cannot forgive. Just like Fatima bint Khuzaimah, a respectable, prominent woman of Medina Sharif, had stolen. She stole something. She was found guilty of that, and the punishment is that the hand must be cut. And then the other Sahaba generally also felt that we should intercede and say that she's a respectable, honorable woman, her hand should not be cut. And they thought, who will speak to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They finally thought that Zayd, the adopted son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and is referred to as Hibbi Rasul, the beloved of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the one who can speak on our behalf. So he spoke to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam became very angry. He went on the mimbar and he gave a bayan and said, how dare anyone ask me to break the law of Allah. Allah's law is the hand must be cut, and we cannot change that. That is the law of Allah Ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if Fatima bint Muhammad had stolen, I should have cut her hands also. My own daughter, if she had stolen, I should cut her hands also. So the rights of Allah, we do not have the right to forgive them. It is like somebody in a business anywhere, he has done wrong. And he had done wrong to us also, and he has done wrong with certain government matters also. Like he was not paying his taxes, dodging his taxes, etc. And we say, okay, we make you mark our thing, and all these taxes you are not paying, you are doing money laundering, etc. We forgive you that also. We got no right to forgive. It's not in our jurisdiction. And even we forgive, it means nothing. But, and the government won't take us to task. But in the rights of Allah, if we forgive Allah's right, Allah will take us to task. It's not our right. It's the right of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala had forgiven the Sahaba and put in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he should also forgive them and maintain a good relationship. So when they return, Allah Ta'ala says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. So جُو كُچ اللَّهِ هِي كِي رَحْمَةٍ هَي. And so only by the mercy and the kindness of Allah Ta'ala, لِنْتَ لَهُمْ جُو تُمْ نَرَمْ نَرَمْ دِلْ جُو تُمْ نَرَمْ دِلْ مِلْ كِيَا أُنْكُ. That you became soft to them and you overlooked them and you accepted them in spite of this big error and which caused so much of harm to the Muslims. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضْبًا حَلِيدَ الْقَلْبِ. Or agar tu hota tandhu sakhdil. Had you been a hard-hearted person, a person who got no softness in him, لَنْ فَضْبُ مِنْ حَوْلِ. تو متفرق ہو جائے تیرے پاس ہے. Then the Sahaba should have gone away from you. And all the good that you could have conveyed to them, that should not have been possible. And your own rewards would also have been less. Because you should have less followers, and the less people are making amal on your deen, your sawab should also have been less. But Allah says, by Allah making your heart soft, you overlooking them. So Allah Ta'ala made it that they all came closer to you again. And had you been so hard-hearted, had you been so harsh in your approach, they all should have left you and ran away. Which is known. Any person who is hard-hearted, who hasn't got a soft nature, people don't come around him. They try and keep away from that person. And if a person is soft and kind, people flock to that person. And this we can see directly in our homes also. If we are hard to everyone, with the wife we have a very harsh approach. With the children, they will do what they have to, but they won't come close to us. And if we are soft and kind, then they will come to us. We wean their hearts by that. Therefore, everyone who is the head of any place, whether it's in the home, the husband, the father, whether it is in the business, everywhere, yeah, the teaching is to be soft and kind. And as far as possible, to overlook and forgive. And especially one's personal right, that a person must always be ready to forgive. If it's the rights of Allah, that we don't have a right to forgive. But our own personal rights, we should be able to forgive. So Allah Ta'ala, after explaining that, says, فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. So tu unko maaf kar, forgive them. Those 70 Sahaba became shaheed in one day. What a big thing. But Allah said, forgive them. And not only forgive them, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. Aur unke waaste bakhshish maang. And you also seek forgiveness on their behalf. Allah has forgiven them, but this is a sign of more closeness, and that you ask forgiveness on their behalf. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Or unse mashura le kaam mein, and take mashura from them in your deeni matters. As you were taking before also mashura, still take mashura from them. And of course, as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wahi was coming from Allah Ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not need to take any mashura from any person. What Allah's commands will be, those will be absolute. There is no need for mashura. But by making mashura, this is another thing that we are taught, whether it is in our institution, whether it is in the home, we as the head of the family or the institution must not just do what we want to, but make mashura with the people under us, with our house people. Anything we want to do, even some renovation, anything. One is we just say this we're going to do, and one is we make mashura. By mashura, the hearts are united. All feel part and parcel of the thing. And if we just give orders, then all feel we have been ignored. We are treated as though we don't belong here. And we got no right and say in these matters. But by making mashura, the hearts get joined. And that Allah loves when the hearts are together. The hearts are not broken apart. Hearts are joined. That is very important. So Allah says, though you are getting wahi and make but still, and your position is so high compared to the Sahaba, all the Sahaba together, the whole ummah, whole of the world together, cannot come in the ranks of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A Nabi is far above, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the most high. But still Allah said, make mashura with them. So what a great instruction, and how to keep the hearts of everyone together by making mashura with all. Then further, the other aspects of Mashura are also discussed here. Now, the great, great teachings of the Quran Sharif, based on this occasion of the Battle of Uhud, we are getting great, great guidance of how we should run our homes, our businesses, our institution, what our attitude should be. If we follow the Quranic advices, we'll see how good, how much of goodness will come. Hearts will be joined in the home also. And a lot of goodness comes from Mashura, lot of goodness also comes. All that we will acquire. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand the Quran and to act according to the Quran Sharif. Wa akhiru da'wana.